Abraham.
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue on discussing the story of Abraham.
Let's look at
Galatians. It's in the book of Galatians.
我们有这样的一个基础之后，我们现在来看加拉太书会更清楚。
With this foundation we have already on the board, it's easier for us to read the book of Galatians, chapter 4.
我们从21节要看到31节。
We read from verse 21 all the way through 31.
好，这边。 告诉我们说，加拉太书第四章，我们念22节。Galatians
chapter 4 verse 22.
因为律法上记着，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。For
it is written that Abraham had two sons.
那就是我们黑板写的这两个儿子。Those
are the two sons we have recorded on the board.
那我们再来看这个，先放着我们。 我们这一节要以加拉太书这一节，就是第四章这个为我们讲到的，就是讲解的主要经文内容。So
we're going to use those two verses as the key verses of this sermon, so we can bookmark this.
那我们来看，再来看创世纪。Go
back to the book of Genesis.
创世纪，我们看22章。Chapter
22.
24章第一节，Verse 1， 这些事以后呢，神又要考那个亚伯拉罕了。神说带你的儿子，我看第二节哈。Verse 2，你的儿子就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚那个地区。The
God told him to take his one and only son Isaac to go to the region of Moriah.
所以在律法上面记载亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
So it's recording the law that Abraham had two sons.
在神的嘴里面，他有几个儿子？一个。In
the eyes of God, he has only one son.
我们来看25章。Let's
look at verse chapter 25.
第一节。Verse 1. 亚伯拉罕又娶了一个太太，名叫基士拉。第二节。
Verse 2. Now let's count.
大家都是很多都是念电脑的，应该电脑头脑像电脑算这个没什么问题吧。Those
of us who are engineers shouldn't have any problem counting those numbers.
新南约山米旦米甸伊斯巴和苏雅几个？How
many?
六个。Six
here.
你看。 这六个一口气生下来，都没有停了哈，没有说他们做些什么，对不对？
Also came out one after another without any interruption.
我们看，然后呢，生了这些之后，我们看第五节。And
then look at verse 5.
亚伯拉罕将一切所有的都给了谁？ 以撒，然后第六节，亚伯拉罕把财物分给他庶出的众子，趁自己还在的时候，打发他们离开他的儿子以撒往东方去了。所以这些好像孩子像多生的一样。It
looks like those extra additional sons are something additional.
以人道来讲，这你不要不生嘛，你生了就好像一个一个打发走，好像。 这个很奇怪的，会不会
？According to human logic, either you do not burn them, or if you burn them, you should take care of them.
我们在讲亚伯拉罕的时候，我们就讲亚伯拉罕是一个很特殊的人物。So
when we talk about Abraham, we know he's a very special man.
神特别拣选的。He
was specially chosen by God.
从很多神爱的里面选这个，不是说神那说不爱别的人了，也爱哦，特选的，应许的，这不一样。 身份不一样。He
was chosen among many of those who are loved by God, and he was very special.
好，那接下来这以撒是神应许的要给的孩子。And
Isaac was the one who was promised by God to him.
那在这里呢，他所得到是将一切所有的都给了以撒。And
therefore, in verse 5, he left everything he owed to Isaac.
这是讲生命的传承，在救赎的历史里面只有这个了。
And this is the inheritance of life, and that was the only one in the Old Testament.
好，那所以你在这六个，哦，到后来在新约提都不提啊。
And those six sons, additional sons we just saw, wasn't even mentioned in the New Testament.
嗯，好，那我们来看，再回来看这个加拉太书。
And now let's go back to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书只提两个。
Here you only mention two sons.
那保罗也把它比较过了哈。
And Paul had also had a comparison, between those two.
其实保罗所比的是什么更重要的
？What Paul, his comparison was more important.
也是我们今天要所要谈的。
That's what we're going to talk about today.
你看以实玛利哈跟这个以撒
，You see Ishmael and Isaac.
他们的爸爸是谁
？Who is their father?
那个什么亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
如果你要很计较来讲的话，其实他们爸爸不一样，一个是亚伯兰，一个是亚伯拉罕。
If you're being really picky, their father is different. One is Abraham, one is Abraham.
是不是？
Is not the case.
改名了嘛？
Because his name was changed.
在法律哈。
So in a legal sense, it's different.
好，那。同样的爸爸，他叫他爸爸，他已经说有，他叫也是一样。
When both of them call him, say father, and he will say yes.
会造成他们完全不一样的。爸爸一样，不一样是什么？妈妈。
The difference, however, is their mothers.
母亲不一样了，这是最大不一样。
So one mother is a Hagar, the other one is a Sarah.
那这个也是在救赎的历史上面很重要的一点。
And this is a very important point in the Old Testament.
来，我们来看那个加拉太书。
Let's look at the book of Galatians.
他整个的比较都是用这样子的。好，来，我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
亚伯有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主的，自母生的。好，第二十三节。
23.
那使女所生的是按着血气生的，那自主之妇人所生的是按着凭着应许生的，跟我们得的结果一样。
The same thing we written on the board.
嗯，保罗只是把那个也是跟我们这样把它分析，然后他把它写出来而已的。
So Paul did the same thing as we just did to analyze them.
二十四节。
24.
这些都是什么？一个比方。
Those things must may be taken figuratively.
嗯，这是一个比方啊。这是一个那个什么？一个比方哈 ，of speech 哈
，this is symbolic figurative speech.
嗯 ，figurative 是嗯，这个不是 symbolic， 这是 allegory.
Analog.
在比喻什么呢？这是两个妇人，就是两约。
So here the two women represent the two covenants.
一个是旧约，一个是新约。
One being the Old Testament, one the other one being the Old New Testament.、嗯、
那他一个约是出于西乃山，乃是生子为奴，乃是下家。
One covenant is from the Mount Sinai, and who bears the children who are to be slaves.
其实如果有一个黑另外黑板的话，要把这个保罗这个对比再把它写下来，你就会更清楚。要把保罗这个写下来。
So, if we had another word, we should write down what Paul has said here.
所以我在讲这，我就想到了 Philadelphia 那个大黑板。
This reminds me of the big board in the Church of Philadelphia. It's very useful.
那你写下来会更清楚了。嗯。
Be more clear if you write those down as well.
这个你们今天下午 就是完了之后回家写，如果以后我有来的话再来检查看你们有没有写。
So this afternoon you can go back home and write those things down, so next time I'm here I can take a look if you have done your homework.
好，那下节是指着，然后二十五节，这下节两字是指着亚拉伯的西乃山与现在的耶路撒冷同类。耶路撒冷和大女儿都是什么为奴的？
Now Haggai stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present city of Jerusalem because she is in slavery with her children.
看，你看这二十五节，他保罗在做这个类比的时候，在做这个比喻的时候，他在这里呢，二十五节又转了一转。
So when Paul was trying to compare those two, he make a turn here.
他第一个是把两个，如果你把它对比一下，夏甲那个跟撒拉。
So when he was putting those two items down, one is Hagar, one is Sarah.
好，再来，接下来是新约跟那个什么，他不是讲旧约哦，那个是两约哈，一个是西乃山之约哈。是为奴的。
So after that, there's one covenant of the Mount Sinai.
那这现在这他二十五节继续讲说，这下甲现在不只是旧约，不现在不只不是讲旧约那些人哦，是讲什么？指西乃山是现在的什么耶路撒冷同类，耶路撒冷是他的儿女，就是讲当时的。保罗当代的那一些不信耶稣的那一些犹太教人。
And what he was referring to are those Jewish people who did not believe in the Jesus Christ in Paul's time.
他转过来了，你看他的思想转过来了。他从两约，那就转过当时的那个犹太人不信耶稣犹太人，跟保罗他们这边信耶稣的那个。就是基督徒。
So he turned from the comparisons between the two covenants to the comparison between the ones who believed in Jesus versus Paul and those who believed in Christ.
那我们看二十六节。
Look at verse 26.
那讲这边呢是自主的呢，接上二十六节说，那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，他是我们的母。
But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother.
好，所以他现在把耶路撒冷分成两个耶路撒冷。
So now there are two Jerusalems.
一个是就是属肉的，即属地的耶路撒冷。
One is the physical Jerusalem that was the present city.
一个是天上的耶路撒冷。
And the other one is the one that's above.
在上的耶路撒冷。
That's above us.
那这两个是两个母亲。
So here we have two mothers.
好，那保罗在他当时来用这个来比喻，是比喻当时不信耶稣的那一些犹太教的人。
So Paul used the comparison here. He was talking about those Jewish people who did not believe in Jesus Christ.
他们的妈妈就是夏甲。
And their mother was Hagar.
那保罗呢？他们的妈妈就是什么？傻拉。
And for the people who is Paul who believe in Jesus Christ, their mother was Sarah.
那这些犹太人他们的妈妈就是那个耶路撒冷，就是那个组织啦，那个团体。
Jewish people, their mother, which represents that group, is Jerusalem.
那个保罗这边呢是当时的，就是天在上耶路撒冷，在上耶路撒冷是什么呢？就是当时的教会。
And on Paul's side, however, is that the Jerusalem that's above, which represents the church at that time.
我们再看二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
他现在把这个妈妈的观念怎么样？又二十七节又一转哦，转到什么？转到属灵的啦。
And then in verse 27, he turned again from the concept of the mother to something that's more spiritual.
因为我们在分析的时候可以知道，那个撒拉生的时候是不会生生的。
Because we know that when Sarah was about to give the birth to the child, she was not very fertile.
那他但是这里是引用了那个以赛亚书五十四章第一节以下的。
So here he quoted from Isaiah book 54.
所以他说这边说不怀孕不生养的你要欢乐，未曾经过产难的你要高声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。你说哇，这个实在是太淫乱了吧。
So if you look at this through the lines, this is very chaotic.
不是的，这是在转到属灵的儿女来了。
In fact, this is talking about spiritual,
是不是
spiritual children.
这就是那个保罗所讲的，用福音生了你，所以保罗没有太太也生了好多小孩。
This is what Paul meant when he said, I give birth to you through the gospel.Even though he didn't have any wife.
28节
Verse 28.
弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女的，如同以撒一样。
So now you brothers like Isaac, are children of promise.
好，保罗他说我们是凭着应许当儿女。
So Paul mentioned here we're children of promise.
那我们再 来想，保罗是凭着什么应许当儿女
？And what promise is he referring to here?
应许是什么
？What is this promise？
当然，这用到这保罗没有写到我们，对不对？现在换轮到我们这个世代来的话，我们来讲，你是不是凭着应许当儿女的
？So do we? Are we being children of this promise also？
不问后面了哈，问前面看会不会好
？Ask somebody who's sitting in the front, Gary.
我们很熟嘛，所以问你哈。
Since we know each other, that's why I ask you.
好，问题已经问了哈，所以你可以先，但是明天点的时候可以给你一个思考的时间。我们是凭应许生的，对不对
？Are we born of promise？
凭什么应许
？What promise is this？
一定要有内容，对不对？一定要有内容了哈，内容，比如说
be more specific.
神祝福亚伯拉罕。祝福一定有内容，说祝福你。
For example, when God blessed Abraham, there must be some specific items.
一定有内容。那神祝亚伯兰是什么？土地、子孙，对不对
？Promise is properties, land and the children.
嗯，好。你现在开始考虑了。
Now you can start thinking.
这个一定要再回来。
We'll come back to this.
好，那我们来看。二十九节。
Now look at verse 29.
当时那按着血气生的，逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在是这样子。
So back then, the son born in ordinary way persecuted the son born by the power of spirit.
保罗越讲越
，It is the same now.
越紧张，对不对？按血气生的在历史上面是谁
？Who was the one who was born in the ordinary way？
以实玛利。
This is Ishmael.
那个、从灵生的是什么
？And the one from the spirit
是以撒。
Is Isaac.
圣经只是说他戏笑，或是他怎么样
？The Bible only mentioned that he was mocking him.
逼迫。
And here Paul raised it to the level of prosecution.
是逼迫。
And prosecute.
好。啊，保罗说现在也是这样子。
And Paul said also, it is now it is the same now.
嗯，所以保罗那个时候，他们受那个什么犹太的、那些会众更多的人，他们是接受他们逼迫的。
So what Paul was saying that those Christians were being persecuted by those non-believers.
你看谁比较大？就是以年以来谁比较早生？我们很知道嘛，以实玛利比较早，也力气比较大。以属世的来讲。
We know in a physical sense, Ishmael was older and he's stronger.
他能够逼迫他，他能够笑他。
That's why he was able to prosecute Isaac.
好，那三十节。
Verse
30. 那呢，经上是怎样说的呢？是说要把使女和他的儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可以自主的妇人的儿子一同承受产业，所以赶出去最主要是什么？产业问题啊。
So the major purpose of trying to get rid of the other son was for the problem of the inheritance.
好，所以保罗用这一段故事，亚伯兰两个儿子来讲当时的教会的情况。
So Paul used the story of those two sons to talk about the situations of the church back then.
所以我们现在留的两个问题，第一个就是什么是应许生的？
So、
对我们现在来讲
，What is this promise of which we are born of？
哎，这个 Gary 现在正在想，等一下就给我们答案。
Gary is still thinking about this question.
第二个是天上的耶路撒冷。
Second one was about the Jerusalem, which is above.
天上的耶路撒冷是我们的母亲
，which also is our mother.
两个题目，这个第二个题目当然是一个你做，一个我做，这样才公平。
So second one, I'll take care of.Because you are doing the first one already.
我们看希伯来书第十二章。
Let's look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章二十二节。
Hebrew chapter 12, verse 22.
这是讲当时的那些属灵的信徒。
And this is talking about those spiritual disciples back then.
他说我们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
Here you come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem.
在那里有千万的天使。
And there, there were thousands upon thousands of angels.
有名录在天上诸长子智慧所共聚的总会。
And the church of the firstborn whose name were written in heaven.
然后那里有审判人的神。
There's a judge of all men.
和被成全之义的灵魂。
The spirits of the righteous man made perfect.
那并有新约的中保耶稣。
And Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant.
以及所洒的血。
To the sprinkled blood of the speaker's letter.
你回去把这些在这几节二十二节直到二十四节把它分析一下，把它做一个整理。
If you go back and reanalyze this verses 22 through 24,
这可以分成两个方向。
Then you can divide it into two directions.
第一个是名称问题。
One is the names.
对，你看那个锡安山永生神的城邑，天上的耶路撒冷，这是三个名词是怎么样？三个指所指称的对象是同样一个东西，对不对？
See,
是这个，是这个，是这个。
You see here were three nouns: Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, and the city of the living God.
好，那这里面有什么东西呢？在那里有什么
？What do they have in there？
第一个天使。
First of all, there are angels.
第二个就是在这个教会，在这个那个 assembly， 在这个总会里面，这个一起，这总会不是什么基业哈，这是。一起，大家一起来的，像我们现在就是一个总会。
Assembly of angels，
不是 assembly 或是什么天上诸长子，就是我们是每个人都是长子。
The church of
聚会的
firstborn。
第三个就是有神，神是审判的神哈。
And then there's God in there who is a judge。
第四个是被成全吃义人的灵魂，就是我们了。
And then there's the spirits of the righteous man which are referring to us。
第五个是什么？耶稣。
And the fifth is the Jesus who is the mediator.
第六个血。
And finally, there is blood.
有这样子的才叫做天上耶路撒冷。
So, the place where have all those six things are called the Jerusalem in heaven.
好，所以我们被应许的是什么
？So what are we promised of?
就是这些东西。
And those are the things.
对不对 ，Gary？ 对，好，谢谢。
Is that right? Yes.
答案就是这样子。
So that was the answer.
如果你用很简单来讲
，If you put it in a simple way，
我们有应许的圣灵。
We have our promised Holy Spirit。
我们应许的就是赦罪的，就是水灵了哈。我们得到灵圣灵应许的圣灵，还有什么赦罪的这个权柄。
And this Holy Spirit that we receive also we received the authority to forgive sins。
但是总括在这里，就是这六样的话，就可以把它包括起来。
And that can include all the six things we talk about just now.
好，所以我们用这样子，这亚伯兰的两个儿子，我们现在来谈教会。
So now we use the comparison of these two sons to talk about the church.
我们从保罗时讲到保罗时代，对不对
？So Paul only was talking about those things. He was referring to the time he was in.
现在讲到我们现在这个时候。
So now we can talk about the time we are in now.
好，一定有一个团体是神怎么样？是天上的耶路撒冷。
There's always be an assembly called the Jerusalem above.
我们来看那个以弗所书第一章。
Let's look at the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章四节。
Verse 4.
从三节四节我们可以看到
，From verses 3 and 4 we can see that
那个神在基督里面，他要把天上各样的属灵恩赐都福气都赐给我们。
Jesus Christ in Jesus Christ, Father our Lord Jesus Christ, will bless us in heavenly realm with every spiritual blessings in Christ.
第四节
，verse 4。
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
好， 这个结果是什么样？圣洁无瑕疵。
So the end result was being holy and blameless.
我们怎么能够圣洁，能够无瑕疵呢？
How can we achieve the status of being holy and blameless?
Holy, 你们是不是 holy?
Are you holy?
啊？你是不是圣徒？
Are you a
是不是
Christian? Yes.
是。
Yes, of course.
对，我们是圣徒。
We are the holy disciples.
大家都知道嘛，对不对？
Everybody knows this.
国文，对不对？你是圣徒，对不对？你圣不圣？
Are you holy?
你是不是圣人？啊？
我们是圣人。
你是不是圣徒？信徒跟圣徒有没有不一样？
Is there a difference between holy disciple and disciples?
你说你是信徒，对不对？你是不是圣徒啊？
Disciple versus holy disciple.
是。
国文是不是？
Are they the same?
因为你在考虑嘛。你想说我不圣，怎么会变圣徒呢？
Because
你的观念里面有什么信徒啦，哈？那高一点就是圣徒，是不是？
You may be thinking holy disciple is one step higher than disciple.
忽然想到。有没有不一样？
Believers, disciples, and holy disciples, saints.
你是一二三四哪一个？
Which one out of those three are you?
都是。
啊？我问他了。你是哪一个？
你这个分析啊，
有没有分别？现在
想有没有分别 among those three names？
是有分别啊，但是有没有阶级的分别？有没有哪个高一个低？有没有
？Is there any classes difference？
你可能会听到一个道理，说我们每个人都是信徒，但是呢，我们要跟耶稣成为门徒，然后我们要成圣成为圣徒，所以一阶一阶来进到那个属灵的最高层次，会不会这样子
？You may have heard the sermons about being believers. We need to go higher to disciples than being a saint.
如果我讲这样，同意不同意
？Would you agree with this concept？
啊，不对啊，错了。
That was wrong.
难道圣徒就不信吗？圣徒就不是信徒吗？
Saints are not believers.
这是从各个三个不同的方面来看我们。
Same thing. Look at through three different angles.
每一个信耶稣人就是信徒。
Everyone who believes is a believer.
你从现在信到死，无论是谁都是要信呐、啊。难道你灵修的时候就不信耶稣了
？So from the day we believe to the other way to the day we pass away, we're all believers.
信徒是相信耶稣是救主。
Believers are the ones who believe Jesus Christ is our salvation.
好，那这是你的那个什么，你的委身啊，就是你把自己交给他。
So we
相信
deliver ourselves to Jesus Christ.
门徒的话就是你跟耶稣的，耶稣做什么讲什么，你就是遵守他教训的人呐、
啊。Disciple is someone who follow his teaching.
这个冲突吗？这两个不冲突，要捆绑在一起。
There's no conflict, so she can
bind together. 你要是信徒，并且还要成为门徒。
You have to be a believer and a disciple.
同时啊。
At the same time.
那并且呢，你也要成为圣徒。
In addition, you should be a saint.
我们看那个哥林多前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章第一节。
Verse 1.
请念。
Paul, called to be apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brothers, Sosthenes.
第二节
Verse 2, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.
这边说，更多教会就是在基督耶稣里成圣，能造作圣徒的。是不是
here he mentioned into the church of God in accordance to those sanctified in Jesus Christ.
So, 每个都是圣徒啊.
So every one of us are holy and saints.
其实更多教会这批圣徒是吵吵闹闹的.
As a matter of fact, the
吵得饱很,
saints in the church of Corinthians are very noisy and they've been fight arguing among themselves.
对不对? 更多教会啊, 纷争结党, 里面有淫乱,
there are all sorts of bad things in the church.
但是保罗一开始说, 哎, 你们是圣徒,
yet,
接下来就骂圣徒了,
call them saints and holy, and then we'll follow, he followed that by rebuking them.
保罗说, 哎, 你们怪不怪, 不怪, 我要带棍子去啊,
Paul said that if you don't behave, I'll bring a stick with me to discipline you.
保罗要打圣徒啊,
and Paul was trying to discipline those saints.
什么叫圣徒?
What are saints?
圣徒就是接受耶稣的宝血洗礼过的门洁净的成圣的
A saint is someone who has been washed, cleansed by Jesus Christ's blood and turned holy.
这里是这样子的。
This is the definition here.
耶稣的宝血把我们洗净了。
We have been cleaned by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以你不是圣徒，你不会得救啊。
So if you're not a saint, you will not be saved.
如果你在考虑我是不是圣徒，然后呢，你在考虑你的得救问题。
You're thinking about whether you should be saved in the future or not.
所以你是圣徒。
So you are a saint.
所以我们每个人都是同时哦。 不是有阶段，我今天当信徒，明天灵修好了当圣那个门徒，后来又灵修更好了当圣徒，不是。同时你要当圣徒、门徒、信徒。
So we're all those three things at the same time.
这样同意吗？
Do you agree with this?
所以下次有人问你是不是圣徒，你说圣徒在这里。
So next time when somebody asks you any saint here, you say yes, I am.
对不对？ 除非你受洗了嘛，对不对？
You have been baptized, right?
就是圣徒。
Then you are a saint.
好。 怎么跑到这边来？ 那我们回到。 时间到了，我们我看就结束了。我们下午。Now
the time is up.
继续来谈这个亚伯兰两个。
We'll continue talking about this in the afternoon.